All right, welcome back to Every Day is Friday. I'm your host, Robbie World.
And of course, your boy, Teddy Too Stupid.
And today we got a dope guest, my brother from another mother and father. You know what I'm saying? But before we introduce him, we got to make a disclaimer. Just in case the fans is watching it, all of this is cap. None of this is real. You know what I'm saying? These are our opinions. Right. Opinions only. Uh-huh. And before you try to cancel us, make sure you subscribe. Who we got today?
CFOOD, bro.
Yeah, man.
Your boy Seafood.
Yeah, man. So where you from? Tell us where you from.
Philly, North.
North Philly. How was it, like, growing up out
there? It was cool. Like, you know, growing up, like, you know, I was boxing and all that. Going to the gym, you know. Just regularly chilling outside, playing, catch a girl, freak a girl. You know, no games. Yeah. I don't know, everybody's city different, but her joint used to call catch a girl, freak a girl. You know, everything was cool. But then, you know, started getting into rumbles and all that, fighting every day at the school, before school. Then it led to, you know, gunfights. Just like everywhere, though. You know how that go.
So what made you get into boxing? Cause I see, because every time, you know, we film together, you know, I realize you be doing like a little step, some jab sometimes.
He taught me this one defense.
Yeah. Like, cause it ain't no street shit. That's like organized boxing. That's something like, hold on, see, you use the box.
Yeah, I boxed my whole life. So I was like,
yeah,
probably like 8 years old. I got like over 100 amateur fights and all that. Like, so I came over with a lot of the dudes you see fighting on TV now, like big names and all that. I was in the amateurs with them.
Okay.
I was in the Nationals in like, I think it was like 05, 06 with Adrian Broner and all of them. I fought Robert Easter Jr., the dude that be with them.
Yeah, I know, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, and Tankett was out there and all that. So I don't know, with the son, like from Philly, we big on boxing.
Boxing, yeah.
So we got gyms everywhere, like, I mean. So it was just something I just loved it. I did it and I was good at it.
Yeah, would you take it serious? Like somebody be like, hey, we got a deal for you right now. Your box.
It be, see, it's different now. See, boxing, I used to love boxing, bro. That's mine. I still love it. Like, anytime fights come on, I'm like, I don't care what I'm doing. I'm gonna be in there. Yeah. I'm gonna be watching them fights. I stay in the crib. But so I got shot too many times, and that's what made me stop. Cause after I got hit up, I think the second time, you know, I got shot 4 different occasions. So the second time I got shot, I got into a tournament. I made it to the finals, and then I lost. But my body was killing me, bro. Yeah. And I still got a bullet like in my chest. So every time I get hit, it feel like something was in me, like the bullet was moving around. Yeah. At the time, I didn't know that, though. I thought it was because, like, my something broke in me or something. Like,
yeah, you felt
broke
that
my
bit,
ribs
yeah.
or something. Yeah. Like but I went to the doctor, they said because the bullet kept moving around and shit like that. But that shit, I stopped. After that, I was like, man, I can't do this shit. Like, body took too much damage. And you, boxing, bro, you got to be in a whole different type of shape.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. I think boxing, they got the worst condition.
Nah, bro. I just seen NFL players, bro, do boxing workouts and they couldn't do it. It's like, yo, this shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, play for the NFL, though. They like,
but
nah,
you
this
think,
different.
Yeah, you think, like, okay, you all work out every day. Nah, that boxing shit, boy, the cardio is different.
How do street niggas approach women?
I don't know. Me, be honest with you, though, I don't really, like, you know, everybody different, though. Like, I got homies in the streets and they really be spending game and all that, but me, I never had to do all that. Yo,
yeah,
what's up? Like, put my number in your drone. Like, all right, bet I'll meet you later. Just like on some shit like that. Like,
yeah,
so, that's smooth.
I ain't never been a type to really spit game and get to all that questions. Where you from or what you about to, like? I ain't never been one of them though, but. I'm saying something wrong with it, but you know everybody.
Yeah, everybody ain't different strokes for different ladies. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, do street niggas take their blickies with them everywhere they go?
Everywhere, bro.
Yeah, I got mine. I got to blow it out.
Can't get to it quick.
You got to, though. But, like, I think, like, first, because a lot of people don't understand the difference between street niggas and hood niggas, too. Because you got niggas, I know niggas that come from the hood, that's pussy, though, like, real rap. Like, they just... Like they know what's going on, all the shit going on, but they never. To be a street nigga, you gotta be committing violence, bro.
Yeah,
you gotta be sliding, shooting, killing, robbing, all that. Like if you're not doing none of that, then you're not.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I know hood niggas in the hood trapping, get a little money and all that, but they stay away from the violence. You know what I'm saying, so that's not no street nigga. That's a hood nigga. But street niggas, you in war, you gotta keep that joint on you, bro. That shit go down anytime, anywhere. Like, you know what I'm saying. So you pick your kid up from somewhere, motherfuckers see you, spot you, make a phone call, niggas on your ass.
Damn.
That shit different.
Why it be so hard for a street nigga like just to get out that life, like as far as like trying to, you know, I'm done with the street life, but it's so hard for them to get out of it.
It's not really, it's hard. You don't got no, you in the streets, you feel like ain't no option. Like you don't got no other options for like, yeah. Like me, the reason why I honestly came to the A is like when I was telling y'all beforehand, like, cause my brother had a brother going to Clark out here. He was going to Clark. That was the only reason why I really came out here. He was like, I kept getting shot. I said, bro, you come out here. If I could weep the hell up and all that, I just got hit my neck and all that. He's like, bro, come hell up. I ain't going out there. My baby mom was like, man, I'm about to buy you a ticket. Go out there, get away from shit. She kept getting phone calls like, yo, your baby dad just robbed this person. Your baby dad just shot this person. It's 20K on his head. Like, she's like, man, get on, get out of town for a little bit. Like, you in your bag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right. That's how I came out here, though. But then I had her, like, kind of pushing me afterwards, like, a little after that. It was like, I go, cause I ain't leaving Philly. My niggas in here, like they beefing. Man, loyalty, like you was a different type of loyalty in the streets. Like I'm not leaving my homies out here to die.
Yeah,
and I ain't with them. Like, oh, that shit ain't happening. Yeah. But then eventually, I'm like, all right, she told me if I come out here, she'll come with my son and all that. So family, kind of having a family, kind of made me want to like transition.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't got that option, bro. Then you don't know nobody. Like say if I ain't have a brother that was out here, wouldn't even think about coming out here.
Coming out, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not great. God working mysterious ways, for sure, man.
And I always say this every time I meet you, bro. Congrats on your success on YouTube, bro.
Oh, jeez, shit.
Like, congrats on that, bro. Like, that's a long time coming. No cap.
Yeah.
So, question: do you think content creating like helped you kind of weed out the street shit, or like kind of get you in a better position? You feel me?
Yeah. But once I start making money from it, though, like at first, you know, in the beginning,
But we was love. We love to do it, bro.
Yeah. So in the beginning, I was doing it because I'm like, I love this shit. Like, I like making content and all that. Like, I don't know, it's something I just fell in love with. So I was like, damn, I like doing this. But I wasn't making no bread from it, though. And I still got it. You know, I still had my baby mom, my son. I still got to take it. So I like, it led me to start doing street shit to get some money, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, I don't want to do this. I'm about to just make content, bro. I gotta do what I gotta do, bro. Rap. I was like, man, shit, it is what it is. Especially after I start making money and all that, and I see like what I can do with it, definitely, like, I'm like, oh yeah, like, this the way, like, because at the while I can bring who I want with me, like,
once I
get to a certain level. Like, so yeah, definitely.
Like you said, with the YouTube
and
shit.
I'm doing it my way, though, like, I can still be me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the best part about it. Like, I don't gotta, like, you know, some people, we had to make, like, characters up and all that.
You not with it. That one thing about you, boy, I said, Philly, just play like this dude that's scared. I ain't scared of shit. I said, I know, but if we just act, you like, nah, bro, I can't do it. That's not my character.
No, one time, bro, see, you said this, that was so real. He was like, bro, I don't know why people keep saying I do skits, bro. I'm just doing what I just do. And I was like, I was like, yeah. I was like, damn. Like,
they be like, bro, you funny, bro. I'm like, I honestly don't see what people think is funny. Because every situation, how I react in real life, is like, this is me. Like, so it's like, I just don't be seeing where the comedy coming at, but I guess.
But that's why, it's because, like, okay, me and C, bro, we be out like sometimes, bro. So only few people know when he's serious and when he's not serious.
Yeah.
When he's serious, it be so funny because everybody think that he just playing. It's like, bro, you about to get murdered.
Right. I knew Rob for a minute. So
Robbie
knowing though.
I'll be like that. Like that one time, he did a skit with bro from Baltimore.
Yeah. We ain't gonna say that.
You know what video that was?
You know what we talking about?
The shit was like, I said, hold on, boy. Like somebody said they playing, right? I don't know.
The whole time I'm looking at C, I'm like, if you do something, I'm down. But it's like,
I know. And I like, you know, one thing I learned, though, I ain't gonna lie, like basically what I was telling bro, like, how I had to balance, like, me doing the content coming from the street life, I had to learn how to, like, kind of, like, balance. Like, I really, be honest with y'all, it's a lot of times, like, sometimes y'all see me get in my bag with niggas, but I really try my best not to bring street energy until in y'all world, like with y'all. Mm-hmm. Like I really try my best not to do
our
that.
World, bro.
Yeah, our yeah. world. So it's like I really try not to do that because like I don't want motherfuckers to really like. You know what I'm saying, like, I don't be wanting motherfuckers to, like, look at me like I'm doing something wrong, because really, just, some shit I just used to react in a certain way, mm-hmm. you get what I'm saying? So, and I respect Rob, like I respect him, so mm-hmm. it's like, and that's just basically in front of his crib, I'm like, damn, bro, really got me wanting to do something to him, but I'm like, out of respect of Rob,
yeah.
I'm not going to take it there with him, yeah. though, I'm like, you know what, I'm just, I don't want to do it around me, though, like, I'm mm-hmm. like, yeah, I can't fuck with him.
It's all good, bro, it just, certain, like, on certain occasions, like, even with like, I think everybody go through that. Like, when people think like, okay, just because they see you on the internet or they mm-hmm. see you doing certain things, they think they know you. Like, they think they like, you know what I'm saying? Like I have some people call me Robert. Like, don't what? What?
Am I government?
Yeah. Like, come on, don't do that. Like, you don't know me. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I get what you're saying. Like, but it just like. It comes with it, bro. Like, it just, the one thing I had to learn, it do come with it. And sometimes you just gotta have a sense of discernment. Yeah. Like,
not even, especially with y'all too. But we be out like, why the nigga keep looking at me? I said, y'all boys know y'all on social media, y'all right? Yeah, he like, nah, he looking too hard. Right. I'm like, trust me, we good. Trust me.
Yeah, when I don't they be liking that shit, bro. I ain't gonna lie, like, cause like me, my whole thing is like, if you know who I am, whatever, bro, just like, let it be known. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, just, yo, seafood, I like it, all right. I'm cool, bro. Like, yeah. I don't, you know, I don't carry myself like no tough guy, but I'm cool. Like, I get like that, but I'm cool. I be chilling. Like, mm-hmm. I be like, all right, bro, damn, appreciate the love. Like, let's get a pic, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, are you just staring, bro? Like,
yeah.
Come on, bro.
Staring. Because a lot of people, one time, they do, like, he think, bro, take a picture. Like, who's he? Like, yeah, go ask him. He said, no, you asked for me. I'm like,
yeah, right, like, they be scared to approach me, but it's like, yeah. I be chilling, though, bro.
Did drill music produce more ops?
I've been beefing forever, bro. Mm. I had ops before they even came out.
They came out.
Like, bro, be honest with you, like, before they even came out, bro. Like, I've been, well, yeah, they came out like 2012.
Like drill music, like 2000? No, not they came even. Out
2012, 2013.
Drill music?
Chief Keef was the first. Yeah, I think Chief Keef was first.
He started, I think. Right, 2012,
I'm not
right, okay.
assuming, but like, hey, okay. for my memory and my opinion, I think Chief Keef.
Yeah, I was in high school, bro. I was getting into shootings and getting shot before they came out. I got shot in 2010, got shot in 2011. I've been in the streets like way before that, so. Yeah, that shit been going on.
Now, I got a question, though. So, do you think that, like, okay, since they coming out with drill music and drill music became, like, more popular and more mainstream, do you feel like people create they self in their own world, like, oh, I got ops, and they really don't got ops? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, first, that standpoint, I say that a lot of people be trying to portray something. You're not, like, even, that's a lot of young boys now, though, like, they be beefing, hopping in wars that they really don't have to, but they do it because for clout and a name.
Yeah.
And I think it stemmed from the drill music and all that. Like, damn, if I start beefing and got in a war, and I can start rapping now. I can have a rap career. Like,
yeah,
you know
but
saying?
Not
like,
really living that fucking life and seeing, hey, exactly. boy, this shit real. Yeah. Bro,
this
like,
shit real, bro.
Yeah.
And this shit changed niggas, bro.
I do.
And a lot of them young boys ain't never feel like hot shit. That hot shit, that shit have changed you.
Yeah.
Should have changed you, bro.
Would you let your spouse borrow your phone for a day?
Don't forget me.
Yeah, like I don't like me. Where I'm at, like this was like a while ago. I probably not like, you know what I'm saying, but where I'm at now with it, like I don't be doing shit. So
yeah, so you chilling because you're in a relationship now, right?
Yeah, so I be chilling.
Happy, okay. Yeah. Congratulations to on your relationship.
Congratulations,
okay. You know what I'm saying? I realize she make you blush now. You know, take your water,
crazy,
vitamins.
Man.
That's good, man.
Do you have a favorite porn star?
Be honest with you, you know what's crazy? I don't even watch porn, bro. Never watched porn in my life. Like I never been like porn. Like I'm the type, like even going to strip clubs. Mm-hmm. I don't like strip clubs, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm the type of person like I don't like.
Yeah, we never been to the strip club before I stopped going. That's crazy. I used to go there all the time.
Yeah, like you know, you're a freak boy.
Like, I am a freak boy.
Yeah, like me, I'm the type like me. I don't want to see no like watch no porn, see no shorty getting hit or dancing. Like I want to hit myself.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like I'm not about to watch you do something else, and I'm trying to hit. Like, that's how I look at it. Like, Even going to strip clubs, like, we're gonna spend money for you to dance when I can fuck in real life.
Look.
So this is how I look at it. So
hey, only if I can get that through my fucking head.
Just, he said, see, I'm gonna save some money.
When I go to strip club, I have a problem. I literally have a problem.
I saw
that. We recently went to Miami, and I said a group of our friends was like, let's go to the strip club. I said no because I have a problem. They're like, no, let's go, let's do this.
No.
You okay?
Look, this is what happened.
Explain.
No.
Go ahead.
So it was our last night in Miami, mm-hmm. and our friend Caleb was like, let's go to the strip club. It's somebody's birthday, and it was like, oh, you just gonna leave? Cause we did leave, eat their food, and leave. Like, we just did. So it was like, you ain't gonna come somewhere. So we was like, all right. I said, I was gonna drop everybody out. I was gonna slide through for like, cause me, 30 minutes, I'm out.
Right. But see, that's what we weren't gonna let you go by yourself.
But the thing is, it was like this. This is what happened. I said, yeah, I'm finna drop everybody off. No, this is like, I don't wanna go to the strip club. You said that.
I did.
You said that, right? So I was like, all right, we're finna just go home. Okay, let's just go.
No, because look, this is what it was. So Caleb made it seem like, oh, damn, da 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 da. Y'all came and y'all ate. I said, well, we already had a incident with J-Ass. Saying something about, oh, y'all not bringing shit. I said, you know what? We gonna go. And I said, oh, who all gonna go? I said, then V was like, she wanted to go, and it's you. I said, well, we not gonna let y'all. It's Miami, bro. That shit, especially at that strip club we went to in that area, ain't cool.
So but I'm we like, went there before.
Yeah, but that was just like on, it wasn't no swole night. It wasn't no packed night. That night was packed. So when we went, that's when we went. I told myself, I wanna go throw $100. That's it. Soon as I got there, I threw $300. I ain't gonna lie.
Ain't that bad though?
Like, yeah,
bad.
But that's light though.
Got bills.
Yeah, that's light.
The day before rent, it's like that's bad.
Bro, I don't blew rent money, but I told myself, fuck. But every time I drink, bro, I be like, especially liquor and strip clubs, meat, that shit don't mix, bro. I be like, you know what? In my head, I be like, I'll make that bitch back that week.
And shit, I ain't a man. Yeah. Everybody like to do what they like to do. That's just never.
Wait,
been my
so you never been to a strip club?
Yeah, I've been.
Oh, you been?
Like,
okay.
Yeah, I just saying it's not my thing though. Like, okay. But porn, no, I never watched porn.
No porn either. So for your birthday, you know we take you to a strip club.
Yeah. Explain. Ooh, see you nasty.
Oh, you know what's crazy? So look, let me tell y'all something. This is crazy about ooh, see you nasty. So. Ooh, see, nasty really came from boxing when I was young.
For real?
Yeah, so it's a thing. Like we be at the fights. I be in that joint rumbling. Like I remember one time I forced some dude from DC. I'm piecing his shit up, bro. All type of combinations. Ma, 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 ma. Everybody in the crowd, ooh, see you nasty. And in the midst of me like punching, I stop and like dance, like do it like the whole crowd like hyping me up.
Yeah.
But it's like when I started making content, what I did was I just like made it into something else, like you know what I'm saying? But it really originally came from boxing though.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cause that's how I knew, bro. Every time we played, bro, you pull up, you play that song, we'll just be
yeah, right.
Ooh, oh, your song?
Nasty. Yeah, I made it to like a song and all that, like the woman and all that. But
oh shit!
Originally, it came from boxing, like the crowd hyping me up when I'm in it, fighting and all that. Yeah.
Would you date a woman that has over 3 kids?
Nah.
Nah. Well, I mean,
why you looked at why everybody?
Nah, I was saying like
he said nah.
I mean like
no.
Like me, like I don't know. Like me personally, like I don't know, bro. Like
it's your opinion, bro.
I don't know. Like maybe I would have to like
but she a 10, look good, everything. But the only thing is she just got.
That's what I'm saying. Like I don't know, bro. Nah. Like I really don't know because I don't want to say like I wouldn't, then I actually would.
Yeah.
But usually I don't like. Usually like the women I date don't really be having kids. Yeah. So, yeah. Like you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
So what's the oldest you ever dated?
Dated or like talked to? It's a difference.
So, okay. So talk to.
I ain't gonna lie. I didn't hit some shorties, bro. Like old heads too. Like
yeah.
I didn't hit it. I didn't. Like the oldest probably like they 40s, maybe 40s? Late 40s.
Okay.
Some shit.
That's
like
decent.
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's decent.
How old was you though?
Like early 20s.
Okay.
Right young neck. I remember when I was 16, I had a shorty that was like, she was 30 when I was 16.
Yeah.
So I've been hitting like older women since I was a young boy though.
Now, let's say you was back in the streets 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Which one would be more important, your girl or your blicky? back then, not now, back then.
Damn, that's a good job. So, cause you know why? Like, I'm gonna tell you why. Like, so when I was in the streets, like my baby mom was with me, so she was rocking out though. Like, she was on point. So, I see my gun though. But it's like, but she was like my gun though too though. Yeah. That's why I said like, damn.
It's hard. I know it's hard.
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, I probably say had to go with my gun though, cause you know.
Yeah.
You know. We know. They know.
As I say, you can be in love so much, but when it's time, yeah. Love can't do shit. You got. I gotta say.
Just keep me away from that shit though. Like, yeah. I remember one time, took me to like it was something that went down this day too. She had like, I ain't even want to leave the block. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, I'm taking you to the beach today. Like, I'm like, man, I'm going to the beach. My man, I used to be grind me up. Like, bro, how you going to the beach? Now we in war. Bro. You turkey, bro. You going to the beach? I'm like, damn, I told him that. But it's crazy. But like, the same day I went to the beach, and I came back, I had one of my homies that got killed. Like, niggas, it had went down. So I'm like, dang. Like, and I would have been with them.
Yeah,
like,
with them, dang. Yeah.
I'm like, damn, that's crazy. So sometimes that's why I say it's hard, that question, because having a woman, they really having a girl. And you in the streets, like, they keep you away from
keep you away from that type of shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true, though. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially they see where, you know.
Yeah, they be trying to, like, separate you from that. Yeah. Like, they, like, I mean, so.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had any stalkers?
What? Bro, and listen, let me tell you something, bro. The first time I experienced a stalker, bro. Listen, the first time I experienced a stalker wasn't even a woman. It was a nigga, bro. A nigga, a fan, he a fanned out, bro. Rap. So I was living, right? It's like around the time I first came here. And I started going, popping on the social media with Suki.
Yeah.
Boy, like, first, he was like, it was a dude living in the neighborhood. So he tried to, like, you know me, though, bro. You can't just, like, you can try to, like, talk to me and get cool with me. But that shit, like, I got to fuck with you on my own. Yeah, like, you know, I'm like, I don't be trying to, like. So the dude, he came to me. He's like, yo, bro, I see what you doing. He said, what's your number and all that, bro? He said, I want to, like, link up. I said, all right, I see what's up. But he keep, like, pressuring me, like, like give his number and all that. So I'm like, bro, he must have knew I ain't take it down, though. I'm acting like I'm putting it down. So I can see his face expression. Like, he looking like, this nigga playing with me. Like, so, bro, I start getting, like comments, like, in my journal, like, saying, like yeah, you just came outside. Or if I somebody come outside or something, bro, he would come outside, stay in front of his door, like everything, bro. Like, if I take the trash out, he'd come outside, bring his trash out.
Oh, wait, so y'all stayed in the same complex?
Yeah, bro. Oh, like, it was like bro, man. I put my hands on him and everything one time. So I leave out, like, bro, come on, son. Bro. Now I got to.
You ain't got to cut this out.
Yeah, cut this out.
Bro, listen. So look, so one day I go to the QT. I get up. I just woke up. I'm like, damn, like, I ain't had nothing to drink in the crib. I just slip something on, go to QT real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me to the QT, bro. Then, since I wouldn't do no content with him, he tried to make a video. Like his own content. So I'm in the store at the register paying for my joint.
Yeah.
And I'm about to go back outside. He coming in. Yeah, yo, you F my girl. But just trying to make a scene.
Yeah,
like a video.
Was he playing or he was there serious?
He was serious, but he tried to make it get a video with me, make it look like it's real though.
Yeah.
I'm looking, I'm like, oh boy, you a weirdo. You try to say you want a video, you want clout that bad, bro? Mouth and he beat him trash in front of the joint. Then a while after that, I caught him at Walmart, beat him the fuck up bad, bro. Yeah. I said, look.
So you beat him ass two times in a row in a day.
A quick trip and then a Walmart.
The second time is because I was triggered.
he probably didn't do shit. Yeah, he probably brought some cereal.
Again today.
I see him again. I said, oh, that's a bull for that. Oh, yeah. I got right back on that with him, man.
At the end of the day, man.
Where are those stalking boy, bro? Beating the fuck up.
Wait, he called you?
Left for John. Oh, left for voicemail. Yeah, and I saved it. Like, he's like, what's his name? He just in the John, like, one face, like, looking at me. Shit. I'm like, nigga, the fuck is you? Like, this the. All right, bet. Ate him up in the snack aisle, too. In the snack aisle. Trashed him, bro. Right. Smacked him with Twizzlers, sodas, all types of shit, bro. Stop playing with me, bro. Right.
It was a situation like that one time. I experienced too.
We ain't gonna say no names.
We ain't say no names. But we used to have a handful of bacon. That's all I remember.
Yeah, we was at a restaurant in front of white folks.
That shit was so fucking was funny, boy. Cause So we went out for a friend's birthday, and I think. Yeah, we all ate. I think it was like...
And his seafood brother, man, like real brother was there.
Yeah, your brother was there. Blood, brother. And, I think the lady said we can all be on one tab.
Yeah.
So I think... bleep that out. So somebody was like, yeah, send it all to one. Mm-hmm. He like, all right, bet. He like, yeah, make sure y'all send it. But that person kept stressing, like, make sure y'all send it. We like, all right, we get it. Then he just kept saying it. So the people felt like, bro, you make it seem like we ain't finna send it or something.
Yeah.
So he said, no, I'm just saying, So I think, escalated.
That person was egging it on.
He was, though.
But then I thought it was playing.
It was, too.
Until his brother said, hey, bro, chill. Yeah. And when he said,
no.
I was like, oh, this is not real.
Bro, when we sat there, bro, I'm looking like, all right, they playing. Uh-huh. Man, seafood picked up a handful of bacon. I'm thinking, like, he not finna throw this bacon.
Yeah.
Right now, we in front of all these people at this fancy restaurant. People said, bitch.
Yeah.
I said, yo, what the fuck? So, I think, matter of fact, they was on the same side at first.
But all I knew was, if seafood would have pulled out that gun, I'm on this side. So I'm in the clear.
We made them switch. We was like, nah, hey, yo, cause other dude that was here, our homeboy, our homie. I said, look, you sit on that side with seafood. I would sit on this side, bro. So I don't know what happened. I think, bro, I think he just like looked at him like this, just cut his eyes. Who said, well, what you keep looking at me for? I said, oh my God.
But, bro, when you get a person that heated, bro, anything like that next. But then look, bro, we all outside laughing about the shit.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's what I say, bro. That's what I say. It was funny. That's what I say. That shit was
like he just acting on
him. Ain't gonna lie.
They know how to like push certain, but you know some certain like they know how to get like because my mics be like that. Like know how to get me
get
to a
you under your skin
like,
and shit. Yeah,
yeah. Like he did that. Like I was chilling though. Yeah. He just kept fucking with me. Like he said, he said some like little slick shit. Like the shit died down. He said some little slick shit. Like what? Why the fuck did you keep going on with this shit? Like I won't do that to you in this joint.
Even after that moment, moving forward. I like, bro, it really be you, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, it be trolling, bro.
I told you, he be trolling.
But it's funny.
But we love him.
You know, we love him. He just like, no, I just be joking. I said,
I used to get robbing his bag, too, right?
I used to just be walking out, bro. Walk out. I'd be like, all right, bro, I'll fuck with y'all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He be on some kid shit, bro. Like, he be on some childish, like bro.
Yeah. But we love him, bro. All
right, so would you rather have peace or be rich?
Rich,
see.
I mean, like, but peace. I ain't gonna lie though. Peace, like
peace, like no ops, like don't gotta worry about nothing. You just at peace.
Yeah, but I feel like
when you rich, I get all my ops. Like,
you feel me? You feel me?
Okay.
Yeah, would you rather have a girl with good head or good pussy?
Good pussy.
Good pussy. True.
I ain't gonna lie, like, I ain't really, heavy on the head tip, like.
Yeah.
Like, I like getting head, but it's like, I'm not, like, I like fucking more than getting head, though.
Yeah, true.
So, I go with some good pussy.
With everyone snitching, does street cred mean anything anymore?
Everybody snitching?
No, I'm saying, like, wish, like, you know.
You know how, like, everybody's snitching now. Yeah. It's like.
That still matters, bro. That shit, yeah. That shit always gonna matter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It don't matter how. Who they try to make it seem nowadays, mm-hmm. It's always gonna matter.
Yeah.
So you in a certain life, you gotta stand on that shit.
Yeah. You can just throw that shit under the rug.
You gotta stand on that shit. Uh-huh. The thing is now, it's like a lot of niggas not really built for that shit. It's just like we were talking about earlier, like niggas making up characters because of other shit, so you're not really in that shit. So like, but then there's niggas that's really in that shit that still tell too though. So you just, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What would you say to like, two things, what would you say to all the like, kid viewers out there, like any advice for them? And if you had to say one thing, like let's say you went back in the past and you seen yourself like 20, like 10 years ago, what would one advice you give yourself?
Stay in the right path and just like have and having a father too, like a father figure. Like, but me when I was young, boxing, going to school, like I was a straight A student and all that, straight A's and B's and all that. But I just, I don't know. I just went down like another path, like not having the right guys from a, like, you know, from a father figure,
mm-hmm.
and just like, just, I don't know, just not really having the right guys and just like, mm-hmm. doing what I wanted, like, and it just, and I got more and more into, like,
yeah.
you start doing this shit, bro, start playing with guns and shit like that, it's like an adrenaline rush, like, you get trigger happy, you just really want to keep shooting niggas and doing certain shit, like, it's like, it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, real mm-hmm. shit, it's fun, bro, so it's like, I'll just tell you, like, just stay on the right path, keep going to school, if you play any sports, ride it out, I mean, after that, go to college, if not, just find something you love to do and mm-hmm. pursue it. And just, because at the end of the day, what I realized, being in the streets and having a name for shooting niggas and doing this, doing that, don't pay no bills when you get older, bro. You get all the, everybody in the streets know what you do, but when you get older, you start a family, you got bills, none of that, having a name don't mean shit. Mm-hmm. So I say just do the right thing, stay on the right path.
That's what I said.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
What was your first tattoo?
Oh, Boston gloves.
Boston gloves?
Yeah, it's on my shoulder. But right. It's my first tattoo. No, literally on my, I think if I'm mistaken, my 15th, my 16th birthday. My mom took me to go get it. I was, you know, boxing. I was, you know, since a little kid, I was boxing and all that. My mom trying to get a tat. She took me to get my first one. It's crazy because she always tell me she regret it now. I don't know why I took you to get that first tattoo, because then you start coming home with all types
type
of shit.
Yeah.
She took me to get my first one after that.
It was a wrap. It was always that first one,
listen,
bro.
I'm going to tell you, I remember the first one I got on my face, bro. I was scared as shit to walk in my house, bro. I got this joint right here, right?
Oh, damn, it was right there, too, so you can't have it.
I come in the crib, my mom, I'm like, what the fuck I just do, bro? Like, bro, what? And it's like the same year as like I got this one. It was like, I was like 15, 16. I was like 16, in fact. So I'm like, damn. I walk in the crib, bro. Mm-hmm. My mom on the couch. My mom, my stepdad, and I had an aunt, my aunt over. So I'm like, damn, I walked this way. She gonna see it.
So I'm and like, then, so, like, you get hot because you got
yeah.
that.
So I walk in the crib. I'm on some shit like this. Walk to the kitchen, whatever. I'm like, yeah, like she ain't see it, right? So by the time I go upstairs, I went in the bathroom. I'm looking in the mirror in the bathroom. I'm like, fuck. I come out the bathroom. My aunt waiting to use the bathroom. She see me. She said, ooh, your mom is gonna fuck you up. I said,
oh no!
I'm like, yo, please don't tell. I go to my room. Next thing you know, my mom, motherfucker, you gonna touch your face and my motherfucker? She start going on, bro. I felt so bad, bro. I'm like, damn, bro. I'm
like, see, that is tough. Your second one was right here.
Yeah, nah, like, you can't, my you face, can't my mom. You get, yeah. My ass, bro. I'll never forget that day, bro. My aunt snitched on me and all that. Like, I'm like, but she was gonna see it regardless. My mom was eventually gonna.
Yeah,
see
she
it.
Gonna see it. Yeah.
But my, it's like, as soon as I come out the bathroom, my aunt waiting to use it, she said, her face lit up. It's like, ooh. I'm like, damn, I fucked up.
Okay. All right, so with that being said, who decides what the right thing is? Find out next time
on Every Day is Friday.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.